Leviticus 26:3-12. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in its season, the land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing shall last till the time of vintage, and the vintage shall last till the time of sowing. You shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none will make you afraid. I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land. You will chase your enemies, and they shall fall by the sword before you. 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you. For I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you, and confirm my covenant with you. You shall eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of the new. I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. Again, let's read that first phrase. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you these things. The ability to walk in, keep, and perform according to the statutes and commandments of God means growing the fruit of holiness, which we use to cooperate with the holiness of God, for which God has promised to reward us. Today, we will again remember how Apostle Arkady explains the signs of the reward by which we can examine ourselves as to whether we are cooperating the grown by us fruit of holiness with the holiness of God. And all of these 7 signs are taken from this book of Leviticus, chapter 26, 3 through 12, which we just read. First sign that we had studied, the Lord God will walk among or in the midst of our camp to deliver us and to deliver our enemies into our hands. Here, Pastor Arkady has shown that who our enemies are in the temple of our body, as well as upon the field of the Son of Man, or in the temple of the body of Christ, in the church of Christ. In the temple of our body, this is the former way of life, the old man who grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts, the enemies within the temple of his body. These are lawless and wicked people who fill his churches, and also people that are carnal, that are attempting with their deeds and works, their own personal good works, to minimize or diminish the work of Christ. And so our station or our capital is the Church of Christ, and we make the decision to walk through this narrow gate and become a part of this church, this virtuous wife. This is this camp. And this, of course, is not enough. The fact that we are a member, we now need to receive the word that's spoken here and be vigilant over that word. And when we are vigilant, we meditate and we ponder about it. The Lord says, now I will be vigilant over my own word within the temple of your body and will walk within my camp. And so as you can see, if there are no saints in the church who within their heart are vigilant over the truth that's there and in their mind over the word of God, then of course the Lord will not be able to walk in the midst of this camp if there are no people like this. But when he is walking within our camp, he drives away the enemies within our body as well as within the Church of Christ. The second sign that we will pay closer attention to today is that the Lord will give rain for our land in its season, and our land will yield its produce. And we'll read the other signs, of course, that we will look at in the future. The third sign, the Lord God will give us the opportunity and ability to eat our bread to the full and to dwell in our land safely. Fourth sign of the reward, the Lord God will give peace in our land. We will lay down to sleep and none will make us afraid, because he will rid our land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through our land, and our enemies will fall by the sword before us. Fifth sign of the reward, the Lord God will look on us favorably and make us fruitful and will multiply us. Sixth sign of the reward, the Lord God will be firm in his covenant with us and will set his tabernacle among us, and his soul will not abhor us. And the seventh sign of the reward is that the Lord God will walk among us and be our God, and we will be his people. And we will very shortly look at the second sign, by which we need to examine ourselves as to whether we cooperate the grown by us fruit of holiness with the holiness of God, so that we can receive the right to the power to demonstrate brotherly love within our faith, consisting in the Lord giving our land rain in season, so that our land would yield for us its produce in the form of the fruit that is grown by us of peace and holiness. We need to identify this image of the land, the rain, and also the growth, the produce that will grow from this rain, what will come from our ground. The image of our land, Apostle Arkady says, upon which God will give his rain both in season, very importantly, in its season, and in appropriate measure, indicates the good soil of our heart, which has become good because we, being instructed in faith, have cleansed our conscience from dead works by the truth that consists in the blood of the cross of Christ. Let's look at this land, our conscience that is cleansed from dead works because of the blood. Hebrews 9:13-14. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And so if we have this land, if we have a conscience from cleansed work that is cleansed from dead works, then, and we see it is cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this happens directly at the horns of the bronze altar. And on Friday, Brother Arkady had shown us how upon this altar we can bring forth offerings. We need to first tie the horns of the bull and bring it to the bronze altar. And in this offering, you need to present yourself as a acceptable offering before God. And so the bronze altar where we receive, or where our heart receives the status, our conscience receives the status of a cleansed conscience. This is a very heavy work. People think that they've presented their body a living sacrifice acceptable to God. But to do this, you need to grow the horn, because you need to tie the bull, you tie its horns before you bring it to the bronze altar. This is when our will is submitted to the will of God, or we put our will in obedience to God's will. And this happens when our conscience is cleansed from our dead works, from personal opinions, from false strongholds of salvation that were put into us in previous denominations we may have been in before, and we receive this conscience that is blemished, and so the land that the Lord will bless with his rains is one that is a cleansed conscience. The image of the rain that is given by God upon our land timely and in appropriate measure indicates the preached word in the format of the elementary teaching of Christ, spoken by the mouth of the person who is clothed into the authority of a father of God. Deuteronomy 32:1-2. Confirmation. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb and as showers on the grass. Here it is speaking to the heavens. Give ear, O heaven, and I will speak, and also the earth. Oh, hear, O earth. God can speak to a person who has a good land, or a conscience that is cleansed from dead works. And this conscience from dead work that is cleansed from dead works means that our heart is circumcised, our ear is circumcised, and we are ready to receive the elementary teaching of Christ, the elementary teaching of Christ, and to put it in our heart. And these horns are identified also in other horns, the horns of the golden altar. This is where we demonstrate before God trust that is built upon the hope that's already in our heart. And so he addresses a person who already has this good soil of the heart. He says, "Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth." He is addressing his word to his servants, his students. And he says, "Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb and as showers on the grass." We see here the dew and the raindrops and showers, and all of these components are very important because God, in his time, gives us his rains and in specific amounts or measure. There's is certain measures where you can't put too much water. Why? Because there's not yet a great foundation there. When God gives his word, he gives his word within the measure that we're able to receive and understand and grow fruit from it. And so when it says this here, we need to understand that we need to have all of these components. If a person has a good heart, upon which the Lord sends out down his moisture, this can be, this will be the rain, this is the dew, the raindrops and the showers. We need to know the voice of the person who is sent into our life. If rains come or pour downs, but we have not yet had the dew, the words of the person whom God has sent into my life, then all of these others, other types of moisture here, rains and showers, will destroy then what we have. And often these this happens when you choose somebody that you elect. You elect by voting for them to be the pastor, to be the pastor of the church, and they don't realize that their entire harvest will be destroyed because of the seed in the harvest will be destroyed because they don't have someone sent by God. And so in this dew and through this dew, this person whom God has sent, God will then send his raindrops and showers, but only at the time that God finds it necessary. And so as we know, in the beginning, the earth was watered by the dew. At that time, in the very beginning, Adam, at the time of Adam, he didn't see the rain. The first rains came down when the flood happened. This was a rain in the form of judgment. And so, if we don't have a person who can speak to us, where we can from whom we can hear the truth, if we don't have someone like this and we have somebody whom we have elected, it will just be a rain that will flood us instead. The image of the growth taking place in the good soil, or the produce taking place in the good soil of our heart, consisting of a combination of peace and holiness, indicates the fruit of the promise that is grown in the soil of our good heart, in the form of the grown by us fruit of Methuselah, who drives away death from within our body, which is testimony that we have pleased God, as well as a guarantee of our rapture and meeting the Lord upon the clouds. Right now, we will sing a psalm, and we will thank God that he sees within us this good land, and he sends not just his dew, but also the raindrops and also the showers, and they all come within measure and timely when he finds it necessary. And we will grow the fruit in the form of Methuselah, who will be able to drive away death from within our body. The scriptures say, "Bring your tithes into my storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and try me now this, says the Lord. Will I not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out blessing, and he will bless us amply," is what he's saying. And the Lord is responsible to open up his heavens and pour out his blessings. At the time and the measure which he finds necessary, and in the areas he finds necessary. So everything we have today, we say, "Lord, give us our daily bread." We pray this. This is what we need. We will thank God and we will worship Him. Let us stand up and sing a psalm. Me to repeat Apostle Arkady, every time when the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and their offerings, either in the tabernacle of Moses or temple of Solomon, they were required as instructions they received from Moses, which he received from God, to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation for thousands of years that they were doing. We are connected to those same roots. Nursed by the same olive tree, we will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hand over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word. And I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be open to me, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May the Lord bless you. You may be seated.